Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to your show, Destination Health. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham. I'm a member of the Let's Truck team. And thanks so much, you guys, for being here today and joining together to say our health is important. Becoming healthy is the best decision you will ever make, and I hope you know you are worth it. Whether you're venturing down this road for the first time or you've been at this thing called Healthy Living, we welcome you. Thanks so much for calling in today, okay? You are part of a community. I hope you feel it, that we come together to support each other. We learn from each other. We celebrate accomplishments and sometimes hold each other accountable, whatever you need. So Lisa's working on the show with me today, so thank you, Lisa. Press 1, okay, if you have anything you want to share, if you have a question, especially when we get chatting today. You are going to hear John. And so I want to hear some strategies and things that you do out on the road. And so we just say, let's get moving. Okay, we're going to get our shot of Be Healthy today. So, you know, I like to think that we all have a desire to be healthy, to be our best selves. You know, no one wants to feel like be sick and feel like crap. So we get determined to get healthy. We plan, we shop, we stock our fridge, our cooler, our cupboards. You know, we read what should we eat, what's the best thing to do. We get ready, you know, we plan and prep. We wake up in the morning. A lot of times it just happens to be a Monday morning, or you had a trip with this determination. And it's real. That determination is so real. And please trust that. You are strong. But then, you know, midday that first day, or in my case, it's evening time, you suddenly become fixated on, you know, things you feel you can't have. And many of our cases right now, you know, with the no sugar, no grains, that's all you are thinking about. You suddenly become just fixated on that. So, you know, especially if it's the first few days, and again, I'm going to refer to the no sugar, no grain, you really possibly just feel good, too. You know, your body's detoxing, you're getting used to a new way of eating, and you think, dang it, this is not worth it. You have this battle suddenly in your head, and you're, you know, you convince yourself that, you know, heck, I deserve to have this. I worked hard today. You know, what would it hurt anyway? You know, this is crap. I'm just going to eat what I want, and you cave. And I say that just because I've been there, too, many, many times. And so you think, what the heck is going on? Why can't I do this? And you can. Trust that you can. You are stronger than these cravings that you have. And one of the, you know, I'm so grateful to have, welcome back your fellow driver and, you know, now certified nutritionist, John Reed, who was on a couple weeks ago. And he's going to share more about this because you just, sometimes it helps to learn what actually is going on. And the, one of the biggest things I hope we get out of here, and I'd love to hear from all you guys too, is, you know, you gotta plan. You gotta have strategy for this. And just like, you know, when you're out on the road, you gotta plan when things are going to go wrong because they are, and you've got something in place. So, you know, we are going to bring John on board here, and I'm going to go right here. We didn't even get to chat ahead of time. I wasn't even sure where he's at today.
Hi, I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. I am great. I'm great. So where are you? You're pulled off, I'm sure, on the side of a road. Where are you at today, John?
Well, right now I'm on I-90 in St. Regis, Montana.
Okay. How's the weather for you?
It's pretty nice today. I'm sitting under a couple of real nice pine trees in the shade on my favorite radio show.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, thanks. Okay, you got me. So, okay, John, so first of all, for people that haven't heard your story, give them an idea because, and what I love about this is you live this. You've been through this. And so share with them your journey with your health and with, you know, where you're at with driving, so forth.
Well, to make a Reader's Digest version of it, I started out, I've been a truck driver for over 30 years. I got really heavy, up to 240 pounds at one point, with a real host of medical issues. And I just got tired of it one day and said there has to be a better way. So I started learning more about health and nutrition, decided to take a college course to become a certified nutritionist, which I did, and along the journey found the road to no sugar, no grains, and more fat in your diet, and that's exactly what I've been doing solidly since November 1st of last year, and it's worked wonders for me. I've completely off all medication. I'm back down to a normal, reasonable weight. I'm at 175 right now, and all of my medication has gone away, and I don't have any health issues anymore, and it's a wonderful thing.
That's incredible. Could you have guessed that even? Like, what was your determination when you started? What was it, just that you were up against a wall, you know, because you were on medication, you lost your car, or that?
Well, when I had first started, I didn't, you know, I tried a little bit here and a little bit there. And, of course, I've been on a little heavy and overweight since high school. So I've been on one diet or another, you know, for 40 years. And it just so happened that I stumbled into no sugar, no grains. And I dabbled with it for like 4 or 5, 6 months. And then on November 1st of last year, I just decided I had to go cold turkey or I wasn't going to go anywhere. It was those cravings you were talking about. Those cravings, if you don't, they're just a mild form of addiction. They will get a hold of you, and they will trick you into eating things that you would normally not eat.
Yeah, isn't that true? It's just... it has power, and that's just to be able to recognize that. And that's what I love that fact. And you guys, John even came forward today because he noticed, and, you know, some posts people are doing this, that people are struggling with this. So that's why I thank you so much, John, to say, hey, you know, let's bring this out in the open and let's talk about this some more and help people work through these and keep on path. So how about share with them a little bit more about, you know, specifically, and I think it's one of the strongest ones, is sugar and what it does to us.
Well, I mean, sugar is almost as bad as any drug. I mean, there have been studies on the market lately that show that sugar activates the same brain receptors that most drugs do. So sugar grabs a hold of you and gets you addicted just like almost any drug does.
So, and you know what, it's interesting, isn't it, that I think it's sugar, and I think of, you know, we liken sugar to, you know, we think of celebrations and, you know, birthdays and you know, when you want to taste, we reward people with cakes and cookies and that kind of stuff. And I think that's what I find, that's the heart. It's more than just the enjoyment of eating it. It's everything that goes around what sugar does for us.
Correct. Yeah, because, I mean, sugar is, you know, sugar is almost in everything nowadays. You have to read all of your labels, and you really have to go into detail about what you're eating, because sugar has a whole host of names that they've put on there just to, you know, trick you into thinking you're not getting it.
Yeah, and you know what, John? I just, right before the show started, I just posted on Facebook, because I actually found it out on that serial killer movie Facebook page, all the different names. It's crazy how it is so hidden there, and you just have to, you know, learn and be aware. Is there, besides by having a list, is it, I've heard that anything with the, is it the OSE, is that something, is there anything, like what is it? Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, the OSE, sucrose, fructose, you know, other than regular corn syrup, I mean, anything that has the OSE on it is 9 times out of 10 mostly a sugar.
Yeah. So we just have to educate. Yeah, I just posted out on Facebook, you guys, the many names of sugar. So it's just really good to get educated,
right,
on that and watch.
Right, because even in milk, you've got lactose, and lactose is also sugar.
Yeah. So what? Okay, so share some more about sugar. You're hearing what it does with us, and so what are You saw that people were having some challenges out there with that. What's your advice to people? Because I'm sure you went through this too. Did you go through these?
It took me at least 6 months before the cravings went away for me. I no longer have any cravings. I can walk into a store and not even look at the candy and the chips and Doritos, stuff like that. I don't even look at it anymore. The little Debbie's cakes and stuff like that no longer have a hold on me. But it takes a long time. For me it took 6 months. For some people it'll take a little bit longer.
Okay. That's scary. That's a long time. So what kind of things can people put in place to get past this hump?
Well, one of the first things I'd like to say is, I was looking on Facebook the other day, and I was reading where there were a lot of people, I can't give up this or I can't give up that. And I look at that, and if you value a candy bar or ice cream over your health, you have a real problem with a little bit of food addiction. I mean, nothing should be that hard to stop eating for a few months or forever. I mean, if it is, if you have those afternoon cravings or something, then there's a problem, and you really need to look at yourself in the mirror, because you're the only one that's going to be able to stop this. There's not any other person around you that's going to be able to help you stop these cravings. You're the one that's going to have to do it.
Okay, so what are some things? I mean, I was thinking, I know we said a little bit, because, we know cigarettes, we know that's bad. It's the other, what is it that, about sugar that we minimize? Is it just because, first of all, it's everywhere, or it's just in, we're just having one candy bar, or, it's my birthday, which is still, we're not talking, shoot, if it's your birthday, eat some cake, but enjoy it. But what is it about sugar that suddenly has this hold on us?
Well, like I said before, it touches the same brain receptors that drugs do. I mean, sugar is so addictive I just can't describe how addictive it is. So what you're going to have to do if you want to stop this addiction, the one thing you're going to have to do is completely stop all sugar for at least 3 weeks. I mean, you have to completely get away from it.
And take it day by day for 3 weeks. So.
Well, no, not day by day. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a crack addict or a drug addict, and you take, you say, well, I'm going to quit drugs, but yet you do a little bit of drugs every single day, then you're not stopping. It's just like alcoholism. If you say, look, I can do without it, but yet you drink every day, then you've got a problem. It's the same thing with sugar. If you have have a little bit of sugar each and every day, it's a problem.
Yeah, no, I meant, because some people might even think, and a lot of times you don't before you go to, say you're going to cut out sugar, and you think, I can do this for 3 weeks, and then you start into it, and suddenly that 3 weeks seems like forever. So what my point was is that you just focus on today and get yourself prepped for today, to have some things in place. I know when I had first did, and I had shared last week, it was actually it was called protein sparing modified fast. They said for those first 3 days too, and which actually in general, I think you might agree with this, have as much volume, of your protein and your vegetables and the things that you can have, the few items that you're going to keep with you and focus on. Keep yourself full. Don't let yourself get hungry.
Right, because the cravings start when you get hungry. When you start getting hungry, your body starts saying, I need something with sugar in it. It could be a cookie, it could be a brownie, a piece of cake, but your body will come after you. Now, one of the things that I would suggest, is that you completely give up sugars for a period of 3 weeks. Because it takes at least 3 weeks for your body to start realizing the fact and going into a fat adaptation stage where that you start using the fat in your body for the energy and not the sugar that you've been putting into it. And I'm not saying that you need to stop these things forever. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is once you become fat adaptive, then you can have a little bit now and a little bit then. It's not going to hurt you, but that you don't feel the craving to have it each and every day.
So share what fat adaptive is for everybody.
I'm sorry, say that again.
What fat adaptive is.
All
what
right.
does that mean?
Fat adaption is that, all right, in the last 40 or 50 years, our bodies have become used to using energy. And the energy it uses is glycogen. Glycogen is stored in our muscles. And the way it gets there is the stuff that you eat goes into your stomach and then goes into your intestines and is absorbed by the body and is stored as glycogen, and that's what we use. Now, sugar is a fast-acting energy source. It goes in, it's absorbed quick, and it's used fast. That's why after a meal, if you have sugar, it's not an hour to two later, you're starting to feel hungry again. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But if you change your body to stop using sugar and become fat-adapted, your body is using fat the way it's supposed to and the way it was originally designed to, and you can stay for 5, 6, 7 hours without feeling that hunger because you going longer
mm-hmm.
as an energy source than sugar does because sugar reserves are burned up so quickly.
Right, okay. So, and, you know, this is so interesting because we had gotten – so, you know, I'm 51, so I'm in that generation, too, where, you know, all that low-fat stuff came out and the sugar got added. And so up until very recently, I was very afraid of adding fat to what I ate. I knew exactly how much is, you know, measuring out my olive oil and that kind of stuff because calorically I thought it was, you know, it's 120 calories. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, I don't want that much of it. So how share a little bit about the good fats when we're talking to people about when we go no sugar, no grain, when it has this added fat to help our body use that for energy. What are some of the good fats you recommend people explore and try and see what they like?
Well, one of the things I'd first like to say is the reason that people have this myth that low fat is good for you is because in the last 40 or 50 years, the biggest people that have been contributing to
mm-hmm.
the lobbyists in the United States government have been the big food companies. And the big
mm-hmm.
food companies and the big grain companies have been lobbying so that we eat more grains and sugars, and it's had this myth that fat is no good for you, when in fact, fat is one of the original energy foods and one of the best things that we could use. Now, one of the oils are a good subject. You have to find a very good quality olive oil. That's a good medium chain triglyceride. That's good for you. Coconut oil is good for you. Avocado oil is good for you. Any of the other oils that you have, the corn oils, the safflower oils, the canola oils,
mm-hmm.
those are all really bad for you, and they're really bad for your body because it takes factories so much process to get these things to where they're even edible that they're just not even natural anymore.
Yeah. So olive oil, coconut oil, avocado. So what are some ways you use that in your day?
Well, one of the I eat regular avocados almost on a daily basis. You can find an avocado oil in the stores, mostly in the health food stores, but you can find them in some of the other specialty stores. You have to find a good quality olive oil. Now, the California olive oil is a good one. There's a book out there called Extra Virginity, It's about the olive oil industry and about how olive oils have been stepped on for years because even in the Roman times, olive oil was used as currency. And it's been an expensive oil for thousands of years, and people have traded it and used it. And to find a good quality pure olive oil is very difficult nowadays. You have to be very careful.
Okay. That's interesting. You know, and that's what I love about, you know, learning more about a health, you know, to get fascinated in reading, I mean, a book on olive oil, you know, but it kind of just, you know, makes you learn a little bit more, again, about something we're putting in our body, and then you just grab hold of it more that when you learn more just interesting facts about it. So that's pretty cool. That's cool.
One of the things that we have to do, we have to read labels. Read labels on everything we buy. Try to stay away from as much processed food as possible. Get all natural foods. You also have to be careful of even the organics because the markets are getting into organics, and they will say it's organic, but it's not. So you have to be real careful that even the organics don't have the GMOs and the additives. Because you have to be very careful of that. We have to completely eliminate sugar from our diets for at least 3 to 4 weeks. And then we can add them back a little bit if we choose to. But by that time, we've become fat adapted. And a small amount of sugar won't affect you. But you can have it with impunity. And that's not where you want to be.
And, you know, I would encourage people to just, you know, if you're, you know, having sugar now, and you're talking too, you know, liquid form, you know, baked form, all that kind of stuff. You know, get almost mad at it. You know, what it's doing to our body, you know, it's almost, we had a show one time about putting your dukes up. You know, what's your 1-2 punch to, you know, keep this stuff out of you? Get mad at the sugar of what it's done to us and be determined to, you know, stick to these 3 weeks and say, I'm going to, you know, give this 100%. And John, and we talked about this a little bit too. I was saying, you know, just not for the fact, you know, it's our health, but, you know, find a reason why you want to do this. You know, it could be like then you had, you know, where you had lost your medical card, or, you know, you're on so much medication, or, you know, if you got kids at home, family, we talked about health legacy because you are creating a legacy with this by changing your lifestyle and being determined to get healthy for yourself, but also for your family and your loved ones and to enjoy life better. You know, you don't know what you don't know. You might not, your normal might be how you're feeling right now, and you have no idea how good you're going to feel after these, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. So give that gift to yourself.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you have to realize that for most people out here, they're the sole income for their family. They have to be around for their family and relatives. I mean, sure, you might have an insurance policy, but it's not the same as having you around to take care of your family.
If you
for nothing else, you need to get a better health for yourself and for your family.
So when you are home, you can, you know, be out there and having a good time and, you know, have energy. And I want to share, and I've done your categories, if somebody hasn't done this yet, and I'd love for, first of all, you guys, you know, press 1 to come on and chat with Lisa and come on here. And first of all, if you have questions for John about, you know, things you might be having some challenges with out there, and or, you know, this may be the first time you're hearing this and you want to learn more, or you have your own strategies, what you do, you know, what do you take with you every day in the truck that you have as your go-to when you feel a craving coming on. So press 1 and talk with Lisa and come on and share there. But and I lost my train of thought there, John, because I want to make sure people get in here. But share some of the tips. I know where I was going with that. I'm sorry. You will be shocked at the energy you actually have. I think Kevin has shared some of that on the show too. The energy you have and just better sleeping and that kind of stuff because we get used to not having it. You forget what it's like to sleep good. You forget what it's like to not crash in the middle of the afternoon. And I'm excited for you guys to try this and see see where it takes you. So, Joan, share some of the tips that you have for people that you used personally yourself as you went down this path.
Well, the very first thing that I would suggest is if you really want to do this, you can't do it piecemeal. You have to go cold turkey for at least 3 weeks. You need to sit down, and I know Kevin's big on lists, so I'm going to have you make a list. You need to make a list of at least 10 to 13 NSG food items that will be your menu for the next 3 weeks. On my list, I've got bacon and eggs, coffee, heavy cream, romaine lettuce, green peppers, mushrooms, roast beef, steak, chicken, broccoli, cauliflower, and avocados. And what you do is you stick with only that, and you have that around you for 3 weeks. Don't go with anything else. If you really feel snackish, if you really have to have a snack, you can have an avocado. You can have some raw pecans if you want to. You can have some raw nuts. Those are always good for you.
That's great. There's plenty there. I think we get focused so much on what we can't have, and you just listed 10 fabulous items that you will not go hungry, and you'll feel like you're eating good.
Correct. Now, after three weeks, you can start adding a few things back in there a little at a time if you want to, checking the labels, make sure it's good, make sure it doesn't have any sugar, make sure it's got a high fat content, and you can bring it back into your diet at that time. Remember, we need a lot of people nowadays, they live to eat. They don't do anything except finish one meal and think about what they're going to do with their next meal. You do that. You need to only eat enough to live and sustain yourself, and that's it. That's all you should do. If you're doing more than that, then there's a problem that you need to address.
Yeah, that's a paradigm shift almost in thinking, isn't it? Because we just attribute food to so much, to enjoyment and that, but, you know, you can still do that. Like with your list, which is fabulous food, the enjoyment is eating good food and doing something good for yourself, doing something good for your family, and feeling healthy.
Absolutely. And you're going to live to be 75, hopefully 90 years old. If you can't give up something for 3 to 4 weeks, then you have to look at the mirror and wonder why.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you're only talking about a drop in the bucket, just a minuscule amount of time to live your life quite a bit longer than you would have normally done it.
Yeah. That's, can't deny it. It's just the fact, John. That's so true. You can't lie to yourself in the mirror, that's for sure.
Correct. You can fool anybody but yourself.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, go ahead.
I was going to say, addictions are not easy to get rid of. They're not easy to overcome. And if you have a problem with food, you have to look at yourself and realize it's an addiction. It might be just a small form of an addiction, and food might be a tougher addiction because food is something you have to have every day to survive, but it's addiction nonetheless. You have to get rid of all the sugars and grains that are in your diet for at least 3 to 4 weeks. You can add them back a little at a time later, but you have to give them up in the beginning to shock your body into doing the right thing.
Now, I know you could say that, you know, you can add it back in, but we're not talking going out and eating a whole cake. When you say about adding it back in, now, first of all, your list didn't include any fruit either, and I'm assuming because of the sugar in the fruit for the first couple weeks. And then that's a real enjoyment for people, too. What kind of things, like that add back in thing makes me nervous. Personally, because I know myself, you know, if I go buy a loaf of bread and some butter, I'm done. So what would you tell people? Or
well,
you saying?
After, after the 3 or 4 weeks, after you've become fat adapted, after you've become through that lethargic time to where you were down in the dumps and had no energy, and once you've come back from that, then you've started on your way to become fat adaptive. Now, I'm not saying that you can't have a piece of cake once in a while, and I'm not saying you can't have your melon, your fruits, your vegetables, your the things that you really enjoy, but you just need to be careful. You can't use those as your main staple. You have to use them as a side dish and not as your main meal.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Now, you can have, even if you're in your 3-week period, if you want to have a couple of blueberries, some blackberries, some strawberries, those are all low on the glycemic index. You can have a few of those if you want to. That's fine. After the 3 or 4 week period, you can have your other fruits. But try to stay away from the tropical fruits, the bananas, the pineapples, the papayas, because those are really high in sugar. Now, I'm not saying you can't have them. You can still have them once in a while, but you can't have them more than once or twice a week.
Okay. That's good to know. That's good to know.
But one of the things that I do like to say, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Nope, I want you to say it because then we'll get some questions.
I was just going to say, I mean, if you sit down and realize how many people in the world have constant physical afflictions and are just dying in pain because of a life of poor food choices, and all of that could be prevented by doing what we're talking about right here and now. I want everyone to know that you've made a wonderfully large step by doing nothing more than listening to this podcast, Kim and the Let's Truck team, and starting to do this in your life will make a huge life-changing alteration in your health when you start to get older.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. And it is that simple. I don't think there's any bigger health thing you can do for yourself than cutting out the sugar. And it's that simple. It's not that simple, right? But it's it is that 2 to 3 weeks, John. It really is. And you'll come out the other side and just be so grateful. You can hear in your passion, John, that, you know, how easy change, how this little tiny change can make such a huge impact.
Well, it's not just that, but once you've become fat adapted and once you start watching the weight fall off, you all of a sudden, like you said, become more energetic. Get out and go for a walk. All of a sudden, you find yourself running. You find yourself bicycling. You find yourself out playing soccer with your kids, doing things that you just never thought you would have the energy to do, and now you just want to do that more than anything, and you find that it becomes your new addiction.
Yeah, isn't it true? And you guys are so worth it. It's just, isn't it neat, John, when you see people experience, like, get through, you know, just the start of it and keep going, and it's like a light bulb. They just become more vibrant and
absolutely,
it's wonderful.
Yeah. People have talked, people were at the CMC that have been calling from the CMC saying how all of a sudden how more wonderful they feel and how getting out and exercise and doing things that they haven't done in years.
And we saw it there, didn't we? Just within 1 week, the difference for the people that latched onto it and used that week there to cut it out. Just the difference right there.
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, hey, John, let's get some questions, okay? We got some great people out here that I so appreciate you guys popping in and listening and asking, coming in here, ask questions. So we are going to head to Florida and talk to Karen. Karen, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm fine, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
I just wanted
to say how much a change in your diet and everything. I mean, I have to take pills, and I still have to take pills for high blood pressure and high cholesterol and for blood sugar, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I just had a physical about a month ago, and all those numbers were good. I mean, they're
wonderful.
It took a year, but I got everything down back into way down there in normal range.
Good for you.
So the
good
doctor
for
was
you.
Very happy about that. But I'm I was scared to ask about coming off the medication because I thought, well, maybe the medication is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Even though I have changed my
mm-hmm.
diet and gotten off the pop and gotten away from carbs and all that, okay? But
mm-hmm.
I'm still not losing the weight.
You'll definitely want to definitely want to check with your doctor before you come off medication. But you'll probably want to come off your medications just a little at a time to make sure and watch the changes that you have in your body.
Right. Okay. And
so, Karen, you are you still your numbers are good, but you're saying you're still on the medication, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, the one thing that made me change my whole diet around. Okay, I've been dealing with the high blood pressure and the cholesterol issues for a few years. That didn't bother me, you know, it really, truly didn't bother me. I'll just take a pill and I'll be fine.
Mm.
It's when she told me about my A1C and diabetic.
Uh-huh.
And it just scared me that one day I was going to be shoving needles in my belly for insulin. And I hate needles.
Yep.
And I, and that's when I, and I mean, I walked away from Mountain Dew that day.
Good for you.
Just so people are aware, for people that have diabetes, the A1C is a test that is taken that gives you a longer span. Usually people are in the 6 to 6.5 range with an A1C, but diabetics are in the 9.5. or higher range, and you really have to get that one down if your A1C is high, because you will never be able to get a two-year medical card if your A1C levels are high.
Right. Mine was a 12.
Oh, wow.
Mine was a 12.
That's high.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to check with your doctor before you come off your medication. But once you get on no sugars and no grains, you will find that you will not need near as much medication. And all of those afflictions that you talked about can be controlled with a good diet, and you will be able to come off all of your medications in time.
Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is I have changed my diet around, okay? And it's just the weight's not coming off.
Well, you have to look at exactly what you're eating. You have
mm-hmm.
to look at every label. You have to make sure that there are no grains in there, no grain supplements. You have to make sure that there's no sugar, nothing with the OSE on it. And you have to make sure that you're careful about what you're eating each and every day.
Believe me, I am.
Well, good.
I mean, a grocery shopping trip used to take me maybe a half an hour, 45 minutes. No. We're talking that it's up to 2 hours now, okay?
Correct.
Just because I got to read labels on everything.
One of the things that I found in a grocery store is that if you only shop in the outside areas, you got your produce, your fresh vegetables, and your fresh meat. If you stay to the outside and don't go to the inside, you'll find it's a lot easier to shop.
Okay.
So, Karen, if you looked at, like, a typical day that you eat, I mean, is there anything that you look at and think, you know, maybe a culprit? Or are you not eating enough?
I'm eating small little things during the day. I mean, I only allow myself 30 carbs a day. That's it.
Okay. So are you filling it with the other, like, vegetables? Are you getting some good fats in?
Yes. And fresh fruits, you know, oranges, peaches, grapes.
Mm.
One of the things you really might have to be careful about, just like we talked about a minute ago, for the first couple of weeks, you might want to completely get away from the fruits because they've got a real high sugar content. They're really good for you, but you might want to get away from them for the first couple of weeks so that you become fat adaptive. That's when you will start finding the weight coming off.
Okay. Because, I mean, I sit here and I drink water. Okay. So, I'm totally pleased with myself on how I changed my whole diet around. Okay.
Yeah. And that's tough.
And
the scale doesn't, you know, the numbers don't reflect. You know, you can get kind of discouraged. Don't lose your way with that. You know.
Well, no. And I still cheat every now and then. Okay. I mean, to give you an example. Over the weekend, we stopped at a buffet, okay? And my husband went over there and got me a small, like an 8-ounce glass of Mountain Dew. And I was thirsty, okay? So I drank it, but then the craving started. Then when they asked me what I wanted to drink with dinner, of course, then I got a bigger glass of Mountain Dew, right?
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Then I had the dessert at the end, okay? And then I had, of course, I had a huge baked potato. So there was a whole bunch of carbs, right? Let me tell you, my sugar, I didn't even have to take it to tell you it was high. I started sweating profusely. I started getting dizzy and nauseated. And it was like, wow. And I just knew. I had overdone it. I cheated way too much. But it's not
correct.
Like I cheat every day. It's every once in a while I will cheat.
Well, that's one of the things. You know, soft drinks, you have to be very careful with soft drinks. Soft drinks have more sugar than almost anything you can consume. Once you start drinking a soft drink, it will trick your body into thinking you're back on sugar again pretty quick, and then all of a sudden you'll have all those cravings coming running right back.
Right. Yeah. Well, but I mean, it was discouraging when I got on the scale, you know, and I heard that I hadn't lost any weight again. But then when the doctor read me my report on all my lab results, and it's like, I mean, I've been fighting the cholesterol thing for a couple of years and not watched the numbers go down. And all of a sudden to see them all within normal range was so great. And I mean, at the low end of the normal range. So,
that's
I mean,
good.
So it was like, okay, well, it has paid off.
That's
and I didn't
great.
Even want to ask her about coming off the medication, you know. And I know to do them slowly because I'm a nurse, so. But it's just the fact that it kind of like a light bulb went on and thought, well, maybe it's the medications, too. Not just the diet, it's the medications.
Well, those cravings will grab a hold of you. Those cravings will grab a hold of you, and they will keep you eating sugar for as long as you allow them. So you really have to be careful of that. But that's good. I'm glad your numbers are coming down. That's wonderful. Just keep trying, and just like anything else, if you just keep trying, one of these days you'll succeed fully.
So, Carrie, do you think you can give us at least 2 weeks? Completely away from any Mountain Dew, completely away from any sugar.
Oh,
is that
yeah.
something you think you can do?
Awesome. Oh, that's not even hard at all. That's not even
that's
hard
good.
At all. I mean, when
that's
I go,
good.
When I, you know, go like to dinner at my parents' house and they've got pop there, no, I'll drink water. That's not an issue.
Okay.
And when they have all the, we had like hamburgers and hot dogs and they had buns there. And I even jumped on my parents. Why are you guys got so much bread in this house?
Mm.
Why don't you guys use tortillas? You know, these one tortilla shells that are carb-free and they're good for you.
Well,
you know?
actually, tortilla shells are made from corn and corn is a grain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. You know, and I knew you were going to say that. As soon as I came, But here's my defense. God, I sound like I'm Kevin Rutherford right now. But these are high in fiber and low carb. So.
But that's the way it is with everybody, you know.
The first thing in it is whole wheat flour. Okay. I see that.
Yeah, and that's good. Just watch labels too. And I think, like Don was starting to say too, watch your fruit these first couple weeks. You know, and we won't have a show next Friday, but if one more Friday after that, then I want to hear you come back on and hear what your experience was.
Okay, but I do feel better since I've cut all this crap out of my diet. The high
carbs.
Good for
you.
Mountain Dew and all that. It really does make a difference. I find
right.
that I don't have to take a nap in the afternoon. Be an old person anymore and take a nap in the afternoon.
It's simple things like that that's huge. Well, listen, Karen and
right.
both. I'm gonna. We've got somebody else who wants to pop in here real quick and chat with us. So just a second. If I got the right button, Kevin.
Yes.
There you go.
Hey there.
So I know you were listening too, and I know this stuff is just so exciting. So, what is your take on things too right now?
Yeah, I me in research, I did a ton of new reading. And first off, John, hey, I love your stuff. I mean, you've got this nailed down. So thanks so much for helping out.
Absolutely.
And Kim are doing just an amazing job. I learned something about getting into the fat adaptive mode that I had no idea before. And
mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of people fail, and it's for a reason that I don't think most people understand. And I heard Karen talking about getting her carbs really low and still not seeing the results. And I think this is where Atkins went wrong in so many ways. What a lot of people don't realize is that if you get your carbs really low, but you load up on protein, which seems to be a pretty common thing because, you know, these diets say, you know, eat meat, eat bacon, eat all that, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with it, except if you get the ratio wrong, if you get too much protein, which most people are doing, your body converts the protein to glucose. And you end up with the exact same situation as if you were eating sugar. I know it sounds crazy, but you can see it in the blood ketone test that if you get the protein too high, it's exactly the same as getting the sugar too high. So even though these diets have been pushed as low-carb, high-protein, they should really be low-carb, moderate-protein,
mm-hmm.
high-fat. It really
yeah.
is the fat you've got to fill in your diet with, and you've got to keep that protein down. There are some formulas to use, and they can sound a little confusing, but, you know, basically for most people, when you want to get to fat adaptive, since we're counting carbs, if you're trying to keep those under 20 grams, which is a good number, you should really also try to keep your protein under 100 grams for most people. Now, to get it right, you really need to dial in the percentages and test ketone levels and things like that. But for the most part, if you keep the protein under 100 grams, carbs under 20, and then eat fat until you're satisfied, that's it's almost foolproof at that point. But a lot of people overdo the protein. The body converts it to glucose, and you go through the same things you would go through if you were eating sugar.
Correct.
Yeah, and you know that there's that calculation too. If you take a lot of people don't know, like that protein level too. Take your weight, your ideal weight, and divide it by 2.2 to get your kilograms, and that gives you a roundabout.
Right.
Now, if you're more active, you can multiply it by 1.2 to 1.5. Very active would be 1.5. And a lot of you guys that are out there driving, especially when you're loading and unloading, you can do that. But that'll give you. Man, I used to be way high on the protein, too, and that had to be a shift. I had to shift that, bring it back down to moderate, and bring that fat up, and that was scary. That was freaking scary to add all the fat in, but it's been good.
You know, and here's another tip, and I know this sounds absolutely crazy, but I tried this week and it works. I got my carbs way down, got my protein where it should be. There was no question I was burning fat. When I was staying under 50 grams of carbs, I was borderline. I think I was flipping back and forth. And when I got it under 20 this week, and I was real strict about it, kept my protein moderate, and even after a meal with virtually no carbs, I mean, it was protein and fat, and maybe a little bit of carbs coming from some vegetables, but nothing else, I would still notice about an hour later I would get a little bit of a food craving, not horrible, but I would be thinking about something sweet. Now, I could have just used willpower and said, you know, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to eat it. But the other thing I found, and this was crazy, and it was the only thing I had because I was driving, I literally ate a tablespoon of butter. And it was grass-fed organic butter. I know. The craving was gone in 10 minutes.
Correct. Peanut butter is a good one. If you can, get a good peanut butter with low sugar. They are. You can find them at Walmart. They're very good. Almond butter would be a better one. If you can find a good almond butter at a health food store, that is much better for you than regular peanut butter. Almond butter is really good. Regular butter is also really good. And also, if you have that little craving, I have a teaspoon of Philadelphia cream cheese. That will also help with the cravings.
Yeah, anything really, really high fat content, as crazy as it sounds, your body, when you're fat adaptive like that, your body is actually saying it needs more fat, but it feels like a sugar craving. And if you just get a little more fat into it, John's right, cream cheese, nut butters of any kind. For me, I had some butter there that I'd been putting in my coffee. It would take care of the craving in 10 minutes.
That's nuts. And you know, it's nuts, huh? It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
it's just crazy because this is, I know it's been around for longer than a lot of us know, you know, putting the fat back in. And we're, you know, and that's why I was so grateful. Yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you how long it's been around. 2.5 million years.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then, daggone it, we let, you know, what was that? Study. I mean, they can actually name the guy that the scientist that, you know, said it was bad for us fairly
Ansel
recently.
Keys.
You know, yeah. It was in that movie, too. I told you guys, anybody, this movie, run on fatmovie.com is fascinating about this. But it's just, like I said, it's scary to go this route. It's like the high fat, but it is so true. My go-to is the almond butter. And you got to be careful, you guys. You got to look on the labels too, because they'll throw sugar in it. So you got to get the raw almond butter and eat it by the spoonfuls. So
yes, right out of
great.
The jar.
Yep.
Correct.
Well, thank
you,
Kevin.
For peanut butter, if you go to Walmart and get Laura Scudder's old fashioned peanut butter. Laura Scudder's has no sugar or no nothing in there, and it's an all-natural peanut butter. And you don't need a lot. You only need a teaspoon to get rid of those cravings, and you'll find they go away within 5 or 6 minutes.
Pretty amazing.
Cool. Well, thanks, Kevin, very much for adding this.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, thanks.
Go ahead. You're welcome. You guys, what I just found too, John, when I was researching things to have on my bike, because I used to carry mini paydays on my bike because it was
correct.
You know, the sugar and the salt and stuff. So Justin's, they have little packets, you guys, and that might be a nice thing to throw in the truck, little packets of, plain peanut butter and plain nut butters and stuff too. So those are nice and handy too. To just cut them open and have it for an afternoon snack.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'll have to let you know how it goes. Okay, we're going to head to Houston and talk to Robert. Robert, thank you for calling in. How can we help? Can you hear me, Robert?
Can you hear me again?
There we go. Robert, can you hear me?
Yep.
There you go. Well, thanks for calling in.
I think we already talked earlier.
What's that?
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
No.
You were
talking to Lisa. So now you're still on the show, and we can chat with John. So what can we help you with?
Well, that was my main issue. I'm trying to figure out what I can do to get into this motif, I guess you could call it, because I'm tired of looking in the mirror and being fat body, I guess you could say.
Aww. Well, I'm glad you called in. So tell us a little bit more. What are some main issues going on for you that you think?
Well, I discharged from the Marine Corps because I have a broken ankle and I messed up my back in the same process.
Oh, no.
So running is very painful.
Yeah.
Walking is very painful.
Yeah.
So I do it for very, 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 very short periods of time. Like, if I jog more than, like, 20 seconds, I can't walk for the rest of the day. So.
Okay, so, yeah, it sounds like you just need to get.
Exercise is a really hard thing to get.
Okay. And you know what? And that, you're going to have that over a span of, you know, just getting injured. And so what can you, what are some things we can control that, you know, until you get yourself back healthy that you can get moving some more? What are some things that we can help you with?
You know, I grew up in the country, and I was raised on, you know, beef and potatoes. And
okay.
So, you know, I'm a beef and potatoes kind of guy. So I go to a truck stop, and I'll usually get me a cheeseburger with a side of mashed potatoes. No gravy. I don't like gravy. But lately I've been cutting out potatoes completely. Gone. I don't eat those no more.
Cool. Good.
I haven't had a Pepsi in literally 3 days, and it's doing okay so far. I'm not craving it yet.
That's huge. Good for you.
I drink almost nothing but water. Today I did have a Starbucks, but I had a no-fat, no-sugar drink, so we'll see how that goes. That seemed to work out pretty well.
If you like cream, add the cream.
What I got was a, what they call a skinny peppermint mocha frappuccino, which is skim milk with a no sugar additive. So,
one of the things that you can get at Starbucks nowadays is coconut milk. Milk is really good, so you can get coconut milk in your coffee, and that's actually very good for you.
Really? I've never had coconut milk. There's a lot of stuff I've never even attempted to try. Like coconut milk. Actually, when I first got into driving a truck, I had a trainer that was really into that all-natural peanut butter. And he let me try it one time. I almost threw up. I'm like, how do you eat this stuff?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because it has sugar and stuff in it. The ones we're used to.
My problem is my taste buds are so used to what I eat
yep.
that everything else just tastes bland. Like, it's flavorless.
That's one of the things that sugar does to you. Sugar makes everything else taste bland. Once you go on full no sugar, no grains for 3 weeks, you'll find that even normal things taste sweeter and have so much flavor than they ever did before, and you wonder what it is. It's because your body doesn't crave that sugar anymore.
Yeah, I noticed that my second month in Paris Island. You know, it was like, you know, all we were allowed to have was water. And my second month in Paris Island, you know, the food that I was, you know, eating it to start with was just kind of boring. And after a while, it started tasting pretty good. I figured maybe that's just because I'm hungry all the time now, because we're always working out. But, no.
Yeah, but you were also eating for a purpose there, too. And it's, isn't it interesting? I mean, you were eating to keep yourself fueled and doing all that they have you do. And first of all, thank you so much for your service.
Thank you. When I first talked to the recruiter, I was 246 pounds.
Wow.
I dropped down to 211 pounds within 1 month.
Oh my goodness.
They sent me to Paris Island, and at Paris Island, I went from 211 to 194.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you felt it was a different thing, didn't you? So try to think back to that time, too, and, you know, of how you literally did. I mean, your food was the fuel, what you needed to do during the day, and it's no different out here in our everyday life, too. We just have so many more choices. So, John, what's some things that you can maybe have Robert think about or do for the next week, at least?
Well, one of the things that I'd like to say off the bat is exercise itself is a very poor way to lose weight. It's good to keep your body healthy, but it's a poor way to lose weight. You can't diet and exercise, because when you exercise, you feel like you come back, I've used 200 pounds or 200 calories, I've lost 300 calories, and then you eat extra to make up for it. So exercise is a poor way to lose weight. You really need to get your diet and your food intake in line. And once you do that, you will find that the exercise is very good. Now, Robert's been doing very good. And what you really need to do for the first couple of weeks is make sure you read all your labels, get rid of all the sugar out of your diet. And once you do that, you will find that you will have a lot more energy and the weight will start to drop off in no time, as if by magic.
I hope so.
Good. So can we count on you for that? For this, until we got two more weeks till the next show, since it's holiday next weekend. Can you commit to that and come back and tell us how you feel, like what you found from doing that?
Well,
we'd love to hear.
That should be easy. That should be easy
that
because I just got my reorder from my Isogenics program that I'm on. So
okay, good.
That'll keep me away from sugar.
Okay.
Because there is no sugar in
Okay. So when, you know, to do with your shakes, do the clean foods to go with that, and just
know about
Isogenics. Come back and let us know.
Okay.
I do. Yep, I do. Yep.
That's good.
So you find
a
what
lot
works
of people
for you, you know? Yeah, you find what works for you, and, you know, when you start backing off some of the shakes, you know, fill it with good, clean food, you know, clean food you could really enjoy.
You know, my first month on Isogenics, I loved it. Like, it was hard for me because, like, the first week I always felt hungry. Like, I wasn't getting enough food. But after that first week, I had energy. I never knew I had.
Yeah.
I was alert. I felt better. I felt like I was losing weight. I was losing inches, but apparently I wasn't actually losing any weight. But I was losing inches. That's good.
Yeah. Well, good. So we look forward to hearing from you then in a couple weeks then, okay? Let us know how it goes when
definitely.
You cut out that sugar. Okay.
Definitely.
Have a good, safe weekend, Robert. Thanks for calling.
Oh, I will.
Hey, John, do you have time for one more here?
Absolutely. What I'd like to say, though.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
I was just going to say that, you know, we've been talking about sugars and everything and stopping sugars for 3 or 4 weeks program. You know, we can get to the grains later. But grains, you know, don't really have the addictive properties that sugar does. It's a lot easier to give up on all the grains than it is on the sugars. So we need to focus on the sugars for the first couple of weeks, get that under control, and then we can work on the grains.
Okay, because I want to hear that. Because my thing's bread. So, and what bread does, you know, internally then with that will be good. That will be a good follow-up to have you back and talk about that and have people then tackle that piece of it.
Well, one of the things that I also like to talk to you about in the future is sleep and how I've been doing some research on sleep and how important it is for a healthy life.
It
so
is
we'll
so
do
true.
That at some point, too.
That sounds great. That sounds perfect. So awesome. We already got that. We got that lined up then. We'll do that in a couple weeks. So, okay, well, let's head to Wisconsin, and we're going to talk to Scott. So, Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you guys. So talk to us. Talk to us, Scott.
Well, I'm 515 pounds, and okay. I've been trying several diets, and nothing seems to work. But I've been listening to the ideas that you were talking about today, and it sounds like a pretty good idea, but what would really be nice is if there was maybe a website that you guys have where I can actually download a list of food for when I go to the grocery store to be able to pick up instead of, you know, picking up the wrong things. So that's what I was kind of looking at there. And as far as being 500 and some pounds, I was wondering how many calories should I actually cut myself back to start losing weight? Should I just eat properly?
One of the things that is really good about this type of diet is you don't need to worry about calories. You don't need to you don't need to worry about what you eat every day. You don't need to worry about calories. Once you start on this, you can eat as much vegetables as you want to keep yourself healthy and happy. You can have meat in the morning. You can have meat in the afternoon. And it will keep you satisfied without you having to worry about overeating. Also, I would like to say that if you want to contact me on Facebook or LinkedIn, either one, I can personally give you a list of things that you need. And if you anybody wants to ask me a question on those two mediums, I can help anyone.
Yeah, that would be awesome because it's kind of tough to, you know, when I go to a grocery store, it's kind of tough for me because my brain goes one way, you know, and you get those hunger pains when you walk in and see the food, you know. It just totally goes the opposite way, and you forget about the good stuff that you need.
Yeah.
Correct.
Scott, I'll be sure and have, when Lisa can pop back in, and let us get your email, too, okay?
Okay.
And we can get you something, and then if you're on Facebook, get you connected. So we will we'll work with you on that for sure. But, John, I want to see, because I put it out on my Facebook. There's a real cool, and I'll send that to you right away, Scott, as soon as I have your email. And then there's, we talked about 3 weeks, John, and I was looking at, I have Phil Maffetone is the same thing about fat adaptability, and he's got a great 2-week test to do, too. So I'll send you that, Scott, and take a look at it and see if that's something that looks like something you can, you know, do for 2 weeks, and then come and let us know how you feel.
Absolutely. Yeah, because I just don't know which way to turn. I mean, I tried just about everything, and it's real tough being heavy like this because I'm going to end up losing my license.
Yeah, it's, you know what, and I'm the same way. I think John did the same thing. I've done everything from Weight Watchers to Nutrisystem to the shakes to all this kind of stuff, and we do complicate it, and you'll find, Scott, that you know, you will be able to do this. You will, and you'll be shocked at, because you might not be used to it, the energy, and not having to count calories will be huge.
Yes.
So
I sure hope that it does work though, because I'm like to the end of the rope. You know what I mean?
Well, we're here for you. Stick close with us, even if you need. You know, I'll give you my number. Because I work with Les Truck and we can, you know, and with Don's help too, there's a lot of people here to support you, so you're not alone, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, awesome. Well, Lisa's going to pop back in and get your email, and I got your phone number, so this is exciting. It's hopeful, and that's what we're talking about, okay?
Thank you very much.
Truly, truly appreciate you calling in, Scott. But we will talk soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, hon. Thank you. Okay, guys. John, so is there anything else? I'm sorry, I lost somebody that had a question here. But so we will wrap up here. Is there anything that you want to add as we wrap up, John?
I think we've pretty much covered most of it. I, like I said, I just I just want to say that I am on LinkedIn and Facebook. If anybody wants to contact me, I'll be more than happy to help anybody that contacts me.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so such a giving person. So, because you've been there, and then you've been on the other side, and you know how awesome it is to feel healthy.
But if you,
okay.
But if everybody out there, if you keep your fat up to at least 50 to 60% of what you eat on a daily basis, you will find that all the cravings will eventually just go away.
Yeah, and trust that that works. That's, and like I said, John, I don't know if anybody else out there feels it. That was a scary thing for me. My go-tos are coconut oil, olive oil, and avocados. But, yeah, it works.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you, dear. Have safe travels this weekend, and we will we'll talk to you soon, too, and get you back on. Let's talk about sleep, because that is such an underrated and important piece of our life, of good wellness.
Absolutely. I just want everybody out there to know that look in the mirror. You can do it. You can do this lifestyle. You can lose weight, and you will be healthier for yourself, for your family, for the people that love you. This is what you need to do for a better life.
Yeah. And we're here to support you. Thank you, John.
Absolutely.
So much. Thank you so much.
Have a nice day, Kim.
You too. Bye, hon. You guys, thank you again so much for being here together. I hope you feel that you are not alone in this journey to health. You have things to share with us, too. So please, you know, share your experiences and stuff that you find, because we can all just learn from each other. So I want to share, there will be a show next week on the 3rd, but you can email me at support@letstruck.com, call us, let us know any guests you want to have or things that you're just thinking about, that you're wondering about, so we can learn it together. Go, again, there's two pages up there for Destination Health. The one we're going to get rolling, though, and keep is the one that's Destination Health on Audio Road Network, because that's where we can keep some conversation going, okay? Twitter, Let's Truck Health, and there's some great websites out there to support you as well. Heart Smart Highway, I'm thinking of Facebook. Heart Smart Highway, Road Tested Living, Truck and Runners, and Ride and Roll Cycling, and just some great sites. Big Truck Cooking as well with Kevin and Darlene. So thank you for being here today with us. You truly matter. I hope you know that, and your health matters to us. So until 2 weeks from now, keep learning. It's fascinating learning about health, and it can be overwhelming as well, but just, you know, take it in. So keep moving out there, okay? Be committed to you. Be a leader out there on the roads and at home in this health journey. We care about you. Be healthy, be fit, do this hard work. It's worth it. And master this journey to health. Be safe, you guys, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Bye for now.